This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new variant of the coronavirus has been detected in Colorado. A joint release with Chaffee County Health and the Colorado Department of Corrections, CDPHE, says three cases of the South African variant have been confirmed at the Buena Vista Correctional Complex. The cases include two staff members and one inmate. The state lab will now sequence all positive tests from the correctional facility to look for variant cases. CDPHE will host a vaccination event for family members and close contacts of staff later this week. Pueblo's historic Union Avenue District is going to get easier to walk and bike. It's part of a master planning initiative that combines projects on Union Avenue and Main Street. The changes could include slower speed limit on Union and pushing traffic to Main Street. Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisar says these changes will help draw people to the area, making it more vital than it's been in the past.
The concept that Union Avenue will be a neighborhood rather than a thoroughfare is probably a really good one. And that will sort of change the character there and make it an amenity, not just for visitors to Pueblo, but for our residents as well.
The estimated total cost, estimated total cost for the project is about $6 million. Half of that is expected to come from Pueblo County's 1A fund, which voters approved in 2016. Work is likely to begin later this year. Denver is at 56 degrees with a few clouds. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. Tomorrow, a high of 64. Stay tuned. This is CPR News.